I can do. The formula is, anything that can be done tomorrow should be done today. This is how we have to work. And every single leader has not to look to the others, what others are doing. He thinks in himself, what can I do? How much time I can devote? How much energy I have? How much resources I can put in the movement through my friends, through this and through this? All kinds of possibilities, because no other man would know what one can do. But everyone knows what he can do. And therefore, he should bring out his own plans and the national organizations are there and there, and then everyone has to make his plan and go ahead in his area. That is it. And I'm quite sure the time is very favorable. The time is favorable and the need is great. All our emphasis for maximum doing in the present is as if being propelled by nature. Mother Nature wants us to work as much as possible from all angles to accomplish as much as possible for removal of the suffering of mankind. It's very, very important that we gather all of our resources and go ahead. Every leader of the movement, working as much as he can, always puts the credit to Gurudev, that's all. We consider ourselves as the mouthpiece. Like the bulb shining here, obviously producing light, we give credit to the bulb. But the bulb knows in himself the power is coming from the powerhouse. He is only there to let it shine through. And that the bulb, it gives credit to the powerhouse. In the area, everyone gives credit to the beautiful bulb shining, shedding light. But the bulb in himself knows the credit belongs to the powerhouse, because from there the energy comes. This has always been the the tradition of teachers. Every teacher held his teacher on the highest esteem, gave out the wisdom in his name, that's all. That is the reason we have the tradition of teaching transcendental meditation in the name of Gurudev. We make offerings to the photo of Gurudev. All our love and gratitude and all our homage and all our feelings are for Gurudev and being imbibed deep in his thought, we pass on the wisdom to others. And this is the tradition which is to go on for all times. In this, the teachers are saved. Otherwise, it's very easy to get lost in the glamour of the credit. The glamour of the credit could just overshadow the effectiveness of the teacher completely. Once a teacher begins to be little bit, I have given peace to 1,000 people here, and I have given peace to the... Once the I comes up on this level, the effectiveness of teaching gets lost. As long as the credit is to the great master who has brought this wisdom to the world, and the credit is to the to the cosmic intelligence which has produced such a great teacher in our time. Always we express ourselves as Ambu in the presence of Gurudev. Always we hold high, and all the teaching and all the break. You can imagine the greatness of the personality which was propelled in space by cosmic intelligence to bring out this revival of the complete wisdom of life. Everything regarding him was great. Everything regarding him was simple. Everything regarding him was innocent. Everything regarding him was complete. His vision, even from a distance, his voice, even from a distance, talks about him, even from thousands of miles, inspired the people. He was that perfect divine personality. Thousands and thousands of people, 50,000, 100,000 people will come from hundreds of miles to listen to his evening discourses, if and when he was heard to be speaking somewhere. Unprecedented crowds gathered for the evening discourses, and we were constantly delighted to hear the stories how that man came to the movement to start meditation, and how that man came and that. It was a common experience that, see, in India when such big huge crowds come, loudspeakers are installed all over the areas throughout, and even from half a mile if some car is passing and the voice through the loudspeaker, it will just pierce through the heart of the driver and the other people. He must have to stop the car and listen who is speaking. And having listened 1 or 2 minutes, he must find a parking place and get down from the car, and then he is stuck for all the time that he was speaking. He never spoke more than half an hour or 35 minutes, 40 minutes. No. But every word that came out of his lips was just so full of, again all these things, full of innocence, full of purity, full of deep wisdom, full of divine influence, full of sweet, soothing influence to the heart and mind and soul and all. It is after hearing him just one evening that very staunch atheists will start speaking for religion. They'll give big lectures in favor of religion. Rocks are melting. This was the expression often heard wherever he spoke. People used to come and say, rocks are melting. That means very staunch agnostics are now believers of God and followers of religion in 1-2 days. It doesn't take much long time. And that was the overpowering divine influence radiating from his personality and through his speech. It was great. It was in that divine presence that I basked in the divine radiance. And all that I speak is just the reflection of his presence, that's all. I haven't read books, I haven't read many books and nothing, but just he was living divine and just basking in his radiance, and that was enough for a formula for the world to enjoy for thousands of years. That was that radiating divinity, living Brahman. So all this wisdom that we are enjoying is just the radiance of his presence. And I was one of the very tiny little bit of a brahmachari in the retinue of his great wise men of the time. Very great pandits, wise men traveled along with him. Very, very wise. And he expounded truths of life and living in utter simple words. And all the simplicity of our philosophy that you find comes from that natural living the divine. That very natural, simple living divinity. And from that flows out all this completeness of knowledge in its utter simplicity. His holiness is a word very common in India. All the revered saints are addressed as His Holiness. But I found the word His Holiness was not enough to address him. I felt it was so crude. I started to say his divinity, and that suited his divine radiance. The word holiness didn't come up to that mark. It just didn't. It was in the history of Indian religious life that his divinity was ever used for anyone. That's his divinity. When I came to ashram, I was so enchanted with his personality, just, and being a very ordinary, uneducated boy, it was very difficult to reach him. There were 30-40 big intellectual giants always around him. And it was just not possible. After about a week, I thought, what to do? This is not enough. Because it's just not enough to go and bow down to him once in 24 hours and come out. No, there should be something. One morning I found his door open somehow, I don't know, maybe by the mistake of the man who cleans the floor when Gurudev goes for his bath. And I just entered in the another brahmachari who was thought to be a very great favorite, who could be in Gurudeva's room when he was out. He was cleaning the floor. I said, could I not help you? He said, all right, take away that dirt from there and take that dirt from there. And clean the floor and sweep off this thing. He came to my assistance, and my only desire was to be in his room for as long as it's possible. Always I was trying to find out some excuse to enter his room. I'll be on the watch of the postman who brings the post and says, go this, take the post. Some excuse to go in, something. And other brahmacharis who were doing this job or this job, when they found that I was a very willing helper, they were relieved of their duties. And I got into this. It took me about, I quite remember, it took me about 2 years to adjust my thinking and my feeling to Gurudeva. I didn't know how much I was able to adjust, but apparently in about 2 years' time I thought that now it's the attunement is fairly well, I thought. And just that was the only way to reach him, through some work. This was my approach to him, nearness. And it came out to be quite fruitful. This has been the story of the whole tradition of masters. They got through their masters through this feeling of attunement on the level of the mind and heart by adjusting themselves. And it was very fortunate that I had that time with him. And this now tells us that the real seat of wisdom is from within. And if we could unfold that area of wisdom, it just flows out. Such a great, simple, natural, divine radiance. And such personalities, as I said, they are born of the necessity of time. It is the nature, it is the need, it brings it up. And what they do is, they live that wisdom of life. There is hardly any anything which is already not present in the Vedas. The whole wisdom is there. What it needs is someone to start living that fullness of wisdom in day-to-day life. And when someone lives that wisdom in day-to-day life, then the essence of divine radiance flows through his words, no matter what he speaks. But it's the divine radiance that flows. And from someone living that wisdom, which belongs to the level of the omnipresent, when someone lives it, then he vibrates that unmanifest layer of life, absolute layer of life, gets vibrated. And this stirring of that quiet, silent, forgotten layer of life that brings about the revival in nature. The revival of wisdom is brought about by that stir, when the omnipresence is lived and stirred. The vision of complete life starts to dawn in the surrounding people living in the area, like that. And this is how that transcendental absolute reality becomes a living reality. And this is how it is again brought back to words and expressions. It is recorded and restored in the books and guides the destiny of future. Vedas, there is no wisdom which is not contained in the Vedas. Everything is there. Only as long as man does not live it, so long it remains dormant. And it needs only one man to live it and vibrate it, and then the whole atmosphere becomes saturated with it. The imprint of that essence shines in the heart and mind of the people who aspire to live it. And this is how, from man to man, as the kindle, the candle is lit, and all the unlit candles are lit one by one and one by one, just by vibrating that living divine. And this is how the wisdom is passed down from generation to generation after the revival has been brought about. Every generation has to have a man vibrating in that. And through our plan now, we hope our plan succeed. And every generation will have thousands of people vibrating that divine radiance in their day-to-day living. And then the world will be an inspiration for the angels to come and live here. That is the world that we want to produce out of the world as we found it. We are born in a world pretty good enough for us to have been born, but we want to leave a better world. That is the reason why everything about the movement is all in the name of Gurudev. It's all in the name of Gurudev. And now the time is coming on when I have to hand over the charge to the coming generation. And I am very, very satisfied with the fruits of efforts which have been put during the last 8-10 years, and with all the help of all of you, and with the very great real vibrating help of this country through all of you, the world will see that day, not before long, when there will be no suffering on earth. Our efforts are heading towards that. Only as leaders, all of you have to gather as much resources as possible for a final flash of real creation of that society which is out of confusion and chaos and suffering. And I quite see the possibility. Mother Nature, who has upheld the movement and has made it a worldwide interest, transcendental meditation today is a household word. Only it needs more teachers to come and ring the doorbell in every home and you say, come out and enjoy. All of us will be working for the divine plan in our own humble ways, but all of us will be working in good harmony with the whole thing. I was given to bring out the philosophy, spread it in the world, grade the steps of teaching, formulate proper courses, and provide organizations for that teaching to go on. We have 3-4 organizations working. All the leaders pointing all their efforts in collaboration with one another. We not only have a good philosophy, we not only have a good practice which has proved its effectiveness and its need in the world, but we have also organizational setup under which all of us work. All cannot be the head of organization. There has to be someone, 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 someone. Charters are laid out. Purpose is defined. Recognition of the governments in almost all the countries has been gained. The leaders have to follow that pattern of organization, put all the efforts that can be put aiming at one thing, to ring the bell at every home and then let the people come out and enjoy. One purpose of it. That is why for united in our efforts and one pointed in our purpose, we are going ahead as fit tools in the hand of the divine to carry out the divine plan of eradicating suffering from human society. So we all think ourselves as just the loudspeakers of Gurudev, a good, willing tool to cut the way the divine wants to cut. That is our status. So when we are completing the course tomorrow morning, we find this is the last night that we are here. On this last day, we'll pay our homage to Gurudev in our traditional way of making offerings to him. See what we can offer him. Someone who had been the responsible of bringing such abundance of harmony and happiness and peace for the whole world, what we can offer him. Humble feelings of gratitude, maybe a few flowers. But the real gratitude that we can pay to him is by doing all that we can for successful conducting the plan of his life, and that was to make everyone happy. As soon as possible, we'll try to establish so many academies in all parts of the country. Anywhere any man is interested, that is our area. Every area is ours and is equally dear to us. What we want is, we want to have a teacher in every area. If possible, we want to have an academy in every area. If not possible for us to build the academy in all the areas, we would like to have academies in main areas of population, in main areas of SIMS, and centers everywhere. Every college should have a center, every university, if possible, an academy. And all in the name of Gurudev. And therefore, having our way through, seeing our way clear, and our goal quite comprehended, we can only express our feelings of devotion to Gurudev in our own Ambu way, offering a few flowers or look at our humbleness. We offer him a candle light. He who has made the abundance of eternal light to us,